I wonder how often you have seen or heard someone who thinks rather a lot about themselves and who has an opinion on absolutely everything, including even things that you might think that you know quite a lot about, 1970s Welsh rugby in those days. You know the type of person I mean, the type of person always wanting the last word, the type of person who always thinks that they know best. And I wonder, when you've had these conversations, you probably haven't, because you're much nicer people than me, but I wonder, when you've had these conversations, if you've ever thought, oh, just get over yourself. I'm sure I'm probably not alone in thinking that, but as I say, you're all much better people than me, poor sinner that I am. In a far more elegant and spiritual way than I just expressed, that is exactly what Jesus is saying to the leader of the synagogue in today's gospel reading. Oh, just get over yourself. As Jesus heals a woman who has been bent double in pain, all that the leader can do is to be outraged. Is he really outraged? That Jesus has done good by healing the woman on the Sabbath. Instead of celebrating and worshipping with the healed woman, the leader condemns Jesus with these words. There are 6 days in which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. I imagine the leader of the synagogue looking around at the crowd, nodding his head as he's seeing that, expecting the assembled crowd to agree with him. But, in credit to them, they don't support him. The crowd know exactly what they have seen, and the crowd know exactly whose side they are on. The side of good, the side of justice, the side of love, the side of healing, the side of God. Because it is God who heals and transforms, and it is God that is not bound by any rules. In sharp contrast to the establishment of the synagogue, where love and compassion are pushed to one side at that age for their own particular laws and the way they perceive that the world should be. They have an opinion on everything and love for nothing. The ordinary people gathered at the synagogue, though, seem to be quite different. They have seen the woman coming each day in severe pain, shuffling into the synagogue to worship each week for the last 18 years. Today, though, is different. Today, they see Jesus looking at the woman. Jesus sees her pain and witnesses her faith. She doesn't go to him, he goes to her. Jesus saw her and acted immediately. Unlike the leader of the synagogue, who couldn't or didn't see the woman, or who just took her for granted and doesn't show her any compassion, Jesus sees her witness, sees her faith, and it is through this that she is set free. The people see Jesus simply say to the woman, "You are freed," and he puts a hand on her. There is no thunderbolt, no long incantation. Jesus doesn't even talk about healing or ask her name. He just says, "You are freed." And with these simple words and actions, they see the woman stand and straighten up. It is as if Jesus has literally freed her, as if he has lifted a great weight from her back, or has freed some chains that have kept her bent double. She can now stand upright. And more than that, something that we often forget and look over when we read the healing miracles, she is now liberated to be part of society and to be once again part of her community. And the woman's response is instant, and it is glorious. She bursts out in praise of God. She knows exactly where the healing is from. She knows exactly where the spring of love and compassion is from. And it is not from the rule book. The absurd anger of the leader of the synagogue gets no support from the crowd, because they have seen the power of God in action. And it is good. The presence of God there in the synagogue is freely offered to an ordinary person who is in need. It gives them all hope seeing this. And what they witness is true worship. Because worship is not about a set of rules set out to be followed, about what can be done when and what can't be done when. But here they witness true worship and praise of God, just coming naturally from the healed woman. Jesus' actions are saying to the religious leaders, just get over yourselves. You with all your rules about what you can do and what you can't do about the Sabbath. Jesus shows the Sabbath, instead of being a day of being bound down by rules, is actually a day of hope, a day of joy, a day of love, a day of freedom. So, don't worry about getting things right, particularly in church. As you know, I never trouble myself with that. Don't get bound up by always doing things in church in a correct way. Many of those rules and regulations are formulated by institutions rather than through the love of Jesus Christ. When you come through the door into church on a Sunday, I want you to bring your burdens to God, the burdens we all build up during the week, and to lay them at his feet, and then be freed of them in order to be able to stand up straight. And when we do get there, let us thank God and invite God to help us. Invite God to help us in a specific way, just to get over ourselves and our own self-importance too. Amen.